Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays, brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Folks, you know, it's funny because Patrick's in Tampa, Florida, and I am in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it looks like our weather conditions have flip-flopped. You guys are cold. Here, it's 70 plus, and going to get into the 80s in some parts, and it's just beautiful. I got all the windows open and the whole bit. Not bad for February.
Not bad at all, right?
But you're freezing over there in Florida, huh?
I mean, listen, when it gets under 82 degrees, people say it's freezing. 51 degrees is a little chilly. You know, previous weeks, it was windy. You know, I did some videos in the field of some pepper fields outside of Brandon, Florida, strawberry fields. I mean, definitely really cold on the East Coast right now and in Florida. Some weathers that traditionally do not see. I've been here for about 3 years. And, you know, I feel like I'm like a weatherman right now. I feel like I should be like throwing my hands everywhere and saying the cold fronts are coming in. We're coming down below. Definitely some crazy weather that's affecting the produce.
Yes, that's the case. See, the problem here in this area, when the weather gets warm, and it usually happens in February, you get about a week of it, and then it goes right back to being cold. But the trees think that it's spring, and they start to blossom. And that's fine if the temperatures don't get too cold afterwards, and if we do not get a lot of rain and hail, because what'll happen is the rain and hail will knock the blossoms off the tree because they've blossomed too early, and then we lose our fruit, talking about cherries and stone fruit and things. So we got to keep an eye on this, and hopefully the trees that are blooming, we need rain, but let's not do it over the growing areas. How's that
right.
Sound? All right, folks, on the table today. I know you have some items there, Patrick, but I have this melon. I got to tell you, for February,
I was going to say in the wintertime, again, winter produce that Dan surprises me with.
Yeah, it's blowing my mind because usually during the winter in the stores, when you smell a honeydew or a canary melon or any of the calcium-shelled melons, you're not going to get that nice summer blossomy smell that you will get out of it in July and August and September because these are coming from Mexico and in some cases Central America. But I picked up this melon. You can hear me smelling it at the local.
I hear you, buddy.
At a local store that specializes in fresh produce up in Berkeley. Now, it's labeled orange candy. To me, it looks like a canary melon. I'm just going to get right into it, Patrick. I'm going to cut it right here, right while we're recording this, right here live, and we're going to see what it looks like inside. Oh, wow. It's beautiful. Folks, so it's a yellow melon shaped, you know, like an egg or more like a Juan canary melon. But it's orange inside, like a horseflesh honeydew.
And it smells like the aroma of a summer melon is what you're telling me?
Yes. So I am going to, I've just scraped the seeds off into the bowl. Now I'm going to try this bad boy. Oh, okay, so it's got some Christmas to it. Okay, here we go.
Talk to me. How is it? You know, I keep thinking of what's it going to taste like? You know, I was just on the phone with a friend of mine, you know, and we were talking about those kiss melons, right? That, you know, over the summer, I just did that live session with Josh Leichter last week. And we talked about those kiss melons. And it's like, every time I think about that, I compare them to that like slurpy juiciness of that summer melon, man.
I got to tell you, Patrick, I just ate that whole piece that I cut.
All right.
This is an amazing, tasty melon. It is out of Mexico. It's called Orange Candy, and it's by MAS Melons and Grapes. Orange flesh melon variety that is as sweet as candy, and that does not disappoint, folks. Let me tell you. Find Orange Candy in the stores. I'm amazed.
It doesn't look like you were not satisfied. You were sitting there slurping the whole time. Got me jealous over here. You know, Dan, what's so interesting right now is that, you know, February is such a great time. You know, one, I always talk about citrus, the smell of citrus in the air. But you know what we haven't talked about at all since we've been on Fresh from the Field Fridays is flowers, everyone. And guess what Monday is? I mean, besides that we have the Super Bowl on Sunday, Dan. Listen, Monday is Valentine's Day. And the aroma in the stores right now and in the fresh farmers markets, right? I was at the Tampa market the other day, and it's like they are going crazy right now with flowers. Premium bouquets are out there. My daughter is a fiend when it comes to grabbing flowers. She always will take me over. Daddy, can we get flowers? Oh my gosh, look at this jar. It's so cute. Oh my gosh, I want this vase. Oh, mommy would love this. And then even if I tell her no, because we might be on the road going somewhere, Dan, you know, she'll still pull out and be like, can we get a picture? And I'm like, next to the flowers. And she's like, mm-hmm. And then we go ahead and take a couple pictures next to the flowers, which she absolutely loves. I'm telling you, loves. So Valentine's Day is around the corner. And I'm going to tell you, think about your loved ones, even your daughter and your kids. They love flowers. I mean, just not your wife or your mom or any of those people. But the kids love flowers, Dan. I tell you what, or at least my kids do. So we have some fresh flowers out here. We've got some on the table out in the living room. And then obviously Lily has to have some in her bedroom. So fresh floral, everyone. And you know, this year, Dan, we're gonna get a floral company on the line this year. We're gonna have an interview with a floral company. That's my goal. And for you out there listening, we're gonna get you someone who talks about flowers.
All right, flower power, folks. And when did you say Valentine's Day is?
That is Monday, February 14th.
This year?
It's actually this year. You know, crazy concept, Dan, that holidays happen every single year. Every year. Sometimes not always on the same day, but always the same date.
Speaking of dates.
Uh-oh. Do you have a date?
No. I had some fantastic pitted dates at the show last week. It was absolutely delicious.
Julie's, dates. They were called. She told me yes. One of the girl's name was Amanda, I believe. And I remember Amanda said, take a pin. It was like one of those pins. It says, I think it said I'm dateable. I was like, nope, no, I'm not. Can't have this. So have a good, sorry.
You know, I took a pin. And I started to put it on me, but then I saw what hers said, and I said, oh, no. Okay. So I just stuck it in my pocket. Enough said, as they used to say in Spider-Man comics. But it's J-O-O-L-I-E-S. So they took the word medjool, the variety of the date that's in the package, and made it Julie's. So I thought that was pretty clever. But you know something I have right here is a Gold Nugget Mandarin. Now, Gold Nugget Mandarin was developed at the University of Riverside and it has the bumpy, bumpy surface. So you see that, you'd think, oh man, bumpy surface, but it really helps, makes it easy to peel. And I'm peeling this Gold Nugget Mandarin because they're in the stores right now. And, you know, you just got to love it. So here we go. I'm going to eat again.
Dan's eating the whole time, everyone. And I love it even more that he constantly eats on the line. Now, if you caught last week's episode, we were both eating everything because we did the produce or Publix produce picks. And that was great. We had so many. You know what's crazy, Dan? And speaking of that, talking about recipes, you know, I had this recipe the other day, which I gotta bring up because you've had two things. One, I mean, the cantaloupe, but I was in Publix the other day and I picked up some of these recipes. And so if you have a cantaloupe and citrus, you can make like a cantaloupe orange smoothie. You have like 2 cups of cantaloupe, right? Cut them into chunks, about, you know, a little small chunks so you can blend them all up, right, Dan? A 1/4 cup of honey, 1/4 cup of plain low-fat Greek yogurt, okay? 1/4 cup of orange juice, and 1/2 cup of ice. Now, remember, what I'd like to do is you've got the nuggets, the gold nuggets, baby. And you can actually squeeze all the juice out of those if you want, or you can even just blend those in, or you can garnish it at the end, Dan. You can go ahead and throw a couple of those wedges inside the smoothie you're done with it. So there's a couple options. I did that last week. I got it from Publix. When we were shopping at Publix, I picked up some of these recipes. And it's kind of crazy. You have, you know, a cantaloupe type item on the or orange candy on the other line, and then you just brought up citrus. So definitely a cool recipe. I'll go ahead and post that recipe, everyone, to our Instagram, The Produce Industry Podcast. podcast. So you can go ahead and check out that recipe for the cantaloupe orange smoothies that, again, recipe section at Publix, which is really cool.
And I liked that when we went to Publix. You know, the grocery stores around here used to do that. And I remember working for Fry's Food Stores back in the 80s, and we had recipe cards all over the place. And the customers, they ate it up. They loved it. Of course, this is pre-internet days, so people had boxes full.
Boxes full of it. Well, I got a question for you, Dan, as we keep moving down what's in the fields and on the horizon. What's the apple this week? I know we had the Kiku last week, and I know there's been a few different varieties that have been hitting the shelves lately too, man. Have you found your apple of the week?
Well, you know, this week when I went to the store, you're not going to believe what I bought.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was pressed for time, and so I bought a bag of already sliced apples.
I thought you were going to just say like a Red Delicious. I was going to get, no. Smack you for that.
I know which Red Delicious is to eat, and it's very rare that you find them, but it's a super Washington extra fancy premium, so deep, dark purple in color. Those are the sweet ones. Those are actually still very, very good. But you know what else? You know else we have, Patrick, here is the first of the Mexican mango season, and that is something to really celebrate, because
you've got another. So this is our second mango then, Dan, of the year so far.
Did we do a mango on the last show?
No, we did.
Okay, good.
It was the first one. We cut it up with that plastic fork.
All right. Oh, that's right. Never mind then. Okay, the Atolfo mangoes are in the stores. Pretty soon we'll have the other varieties. Okay.
But this is good because, listen, this is a symbolic messaging here. Dan grabbed the mango. And that's what's even funnier, I say, because, again, we do have a mango sponsor this year, which is London Fruit Company, which I love because Dan grabs the mango not out of, you know, like, oh, I'm going to do this for our sponsor. No, Dan grabbed the mango because Dan loves his mangoes. I love it. Dan, talk to me about the mango real quick. Give us a little 30-second overview of the mango. Come on.
Well, this is the Atolfo mango. And it's also known as champagne or honey mango, Manila mango, different things that it's called in the store. But what I like about when I see these by the palletful in February, it tells me Mexico is sending us mangoes. Now, we've been getting some out of Peru, and the stuff comes in out of Mexico. It's closer to home, and you just can't beat the varieties. The Tommy Atkins, the Haydens, the Kents, and the Keats. Those are the four, you know, major varieties that come to us. But the Atolfo is what we're getting right now. That's the flat yellow mango that I cut with a plastic knife last week. And
it was good. We definitely ate it. I can't wait. We're going to have more mangoes on the show, always having new products. And we're counting how many mangoes I'm going to eat this year. So today's going to be number two, of course. Now, Dan, talk to me about these apples, though. What kind are they? Do you know? Are they just the Red Delicious? Are they green? Are they red? Are they crispy? Are they soft? What are they?
Oh, you mean in the package?
Yeah.
It looks to me like they're Granny Smith and Galas. It does not say on there, but it's a mixture of red and green, and it is Granny Smith and Gala. That is what I believe is in the bag. Of course, they do have to keep them from turning brown, so they do put some citric acid in there, some lemon juice to keep them from browning. But they're beautiful, and I've been eating with my almond butter. But there is one that I picked up at a local market called the Evercrisp, which is a combination of a Honeycrisp and a Fuji. And that's a really, really nice apple, and they're available right now. You just eat them. You know, just like you would. You eat them like you would an apple.
You eat them like an apple. Wait a minute.
Amazing.
Whoa, Dan. Stop the tank here. I don't think I'm eating this thing like a real apple. Well, you know, Dan, I think this is a great time. Let's take a quick break. Let's hear from some of our sponsors. Let's talk about some of the ads that are coming up and what we are going to be putting in our Super Bowls this Sunday.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
All right, folks, here we go. We're back at it. Fresh from the Field Fridays, I'm Dan the Produce Man, and you are?
Patrick Kelly.
Before we get into our Super Bowl grooviness, I want to tell you about a couple of videos that are fresh up on the Produce Industry Show and on Dan the Produce Man. So, Patrick, you have fresh juices, GeoFresh juices.
Yeah, so I am on this juice cleanse this year. I'm trying new juices, obviously less sugar if possible. You know, a company reached out to me, GeoPressed Juices, and they do cold pressed juices. So they sent me a box. I got some swag from Liberty Fruit Company, who distributes these juices. And then I got to try like five different types of juices. Now, the orange, carrot, turmeric one, that was my favorite. They had this avocado one. It was crazy tasting, but check it out. Got to check it out. I rate 1 through 5 what the best one is and what the okay one is.
Hey, and the deal with cold pressed juices is that the whole idea is that the machine never heats up the juice. So you don't lose any nutrients. Everything stays nice and cold, and it's a whole different process. That's why they say pressed. And so there's nothing spinning around, heating up whatever they're juicing. All right, and I have a video up about broccoli spigarello. There's a couple of varieties, and I have the flat leaf variety with me. I also have that in my juice right here that I'm drinking right now that I actually made myself along with a bunch of other greens. So get out there and juice, folks, one way or another. Check out the videos, Produce Industry Show and Getting Fresh with Dan the Produce Man, all on YouTube. And I also have a Rumble channel as well, so you can go there if you'd prefer that. All right, Patrick, Super Bowl. Did you look
Super
it up?
Bowl? I have no idea what the actual Super Bowl number is. Everyone, you're probably like, wait a minute, why don't these people know they should be watching it? I've always said I'm not a huge football fan now, but I definitely like to have fun, watch some TV, hang out with people. And so yeah, going for this Super Bowls this weekend. Renee normally makes a great bean dip around, I would say, holidays or around different events. So obviously asking for that, obviously bean dip, it's going to have sour cream, it's going to have chives, it's going to have fresh tomatoes. It's going to have onions. I always ask to add some bacon in there as well. But obviously some staple items. We always say avocados is going to layer that thing on top. And that's what's great about it. Just creating some new dishes for the Super Bowl. That's going to be fun. I mean, and even if you don't celebrate the Super Bowl, like we're saying, it's still fun to get out there and create some new produce items. And I can't wait to go over some of the, you know, fresh deals, Dan. But what about you? I mean, I know you're not a huge Super Bowl guy either, but we still like to make good product around some of these festivities. Am I right?
Well, the 49ers aren't in it, me being from the Bay Area, so I guess I'll be gardening or something. No, I usually make something, some type of guacamole. And I got to tell you, Patrick, what's weird is I just make what comes to my head at the moment, and that's what I do. So, and I like to keep dairy out of it. I'm just that kind of a person. I don't like dairy products in my smoothies or in my drinks or in my guacamole. So it'll be straight up avocados with some lime juice, cilantro, onions, tomatoes, and then what I'll do, and whatever, spices and things. And I like it that way. And what I'll do is I'll take a portion for me, and then everybody else can doctor theirs up the way they want. I'll pour some habanero sauce over mine, and away we go.
I was going to say, away we go. Yes. I mean, listen, everybody's got their cues, right? Everybody's got their what they likes and what they don't likes. But I mean, listen, let's talk about some of these fresh deals, man, because I am telling you right now that, listen, even though you're not maybe like a Super Bowl fan, the big game still draws you in, right? Commercials, right? The great commercials that they produce during the Super Bowl. And then all the food that you can do. So I'm looking at some of the, I mean, Winn-Dixie's ad. I mean, front page, Dan, first of all, $24.99 each classic dozen rose bouquet with baby's breath and greenery. Got to grab some of those just to have around the house during the Valentine's Day. And you got to win them over, as Winn-Dixie says. Strawberry strawberries on the front page. Florida strawberries, probably by Wish Farms, because Wish, everywhere you go, you see those Wish Farms berries. I mean, and even flipping through, man, every single page brings you back to some type of produce. The fresh salmon, they've got lettuce, tomato, lemons garnishing. You've got shrimp. Guess what? Lemons right on the side of the shrimp. And even then you move through to the pies. Guess what? Apple pie, cherry pie. It's like they lead you right to this section. And then guess what? Right in the middle, home gate like a champ, fruit and vegetable party platters, $12.99 each. And let's not forget, we have mangoes, large mangoes, green avocados, BOGOs right now at Winn-Dixie. You got 3-pound Halo bag mandarins and sun-kissed caracaras going for $5.99 a bag. The Red Delicious and the Gale apples going for $3.99 per bag. You got BOGOs on the tomatoes, grape tomatoes. You also have BOGOs on the mini sweet peppers. Oh, those bags we bought. Remember, Dan, those mini sweet peppers? Just a lot of great deals out there. Even whole pineapple, yellow dragon fruit going for $2.99 each. And of course, berries are a must right now. Blueberries, blackberries going for $3 for $10. So Winn-Dixie's got it going on. That was just about 3 pages of produce ads, everyone. I mean, they have a lot. And, you know, even moving in, let's see who we got next. Aldi's. Aldi's is doing very good promoting their flowers, premium Valentine's bouquets, assorted colors, even the cactus, the succulents. They've got all down the right side, picked with love for your love, available in stores through February 11th. Get your flowers for Valentine's Day, everyone. Avocados, Aldi Savers, 69 cents each. We got also Roma tomatoes, 95 cents each. Dan's favorite, everyone, celery, $1.39 each. We got asparagus, $2.89 a pound in packages. That goes well with fresh cut spare ribs, man. Oh, I'm telling you. Or like I said, get some of that shrimp, make a shrimp cocktail, have some of that celery right on the side. I'm telling you, Dan, it's a feast for this weekend. You just got to know what to do. Don't get scared, everyone. Have fun with these items. Toss some jalapenos over, some radish coins. Let's flick those all over the potato chips. Have fun and bring new items into the mix. And if you're thinking, I don't like chips out there, Dan doesn't eat bread either. But guess what? You can dip that celery stick right into that bean dip, everyone, and have just as good as an experience. Am I right, Dan?
Cucumber slices, celery sticks, jicama sticks, coin cut radishes, like you were saying. You can dip all that into guacamole and eat that rather than carving yourself up on the chips. But what you prefer to do.
And you know, I like chips. So is everybody for me? I'm going to go with the chips. I like dipping bread. I'm a bread guy. It's just what it is. Florida bicolored corn for me. We're getting a lot of the Florida products coming off. I'm getting my corn over here. I love my corn fix. I'm also a California corn fan, right? Even when it used to, when it came out of Brentwood back in the days, right? I think it still kind of does. But you get some nice, good corn stalks, man. I love my corn, and I'm ready for corn to come in season.
Yeah, ours will start in Coachella, and then it'll move up. And then by 4th of July, we'll be getting it out of Brentwood, too. Here we've got asparagus on sale. One store at $3.99. Another store at $3.49, and another store at, $1.97. And what's good is this is Mexican asparagus, so the Peruvian, skinny little Peruvian stuff that smells like a wet goat isn't in the stores right now. This is a large crop of Mexican asparagus, and I picked some Jacobs, Malcolm, and Burt asparagus up the other day, cooked it up, and ate it like candy, let me tell you. And then, of course, everybody has avocados on sale and limes and lemons and onions. But, you know, I got to tell you, when I had my store, avocados, we did not sell a massive amount of avocados. Even though we had them ripe and ready, it just didn't sell. What did sell for Super Bowl was our tubs of guacamole, our pre-made guacamole that we made. That's what sold over avocados.
I think it's funny how we haven't talked about like pre-made guacamole and all that, pre-made salsas. Even one of our sponsors that we have, which is Food Story Brands, which has the Fresh Cravings, that salsa. You know, we haven't even talked about that. And it's so interesting because here's the funny reason. You know, if I was to have my buddy Jay Whitney on the line, he would say, because you want to know why? Because you're doing what Fresh Cravings is doing. They cut fresh products, right? It's not this artificial stuff that you see on the other aisles, Dan. You know, that That's stuff we don't talk about.
Oh, I know that nasty stuff. Right, right.
We don't talk about that. But it's crazy because we're talking about cutting fresh, and that's actually what Fresh Cravings does, is they process fresh vegetables, and it has to be chilled. It's got to be in the produce department, everyone. So that's even, I'd say, crazier. But for you out there listening, if you're going to a Whole Foods, if you're going to a Sprouts, if you're going to an Aldi's, if you're going to these stores, check in the produce department first for this fresh salsa, right? And this fresh guacamole. Don't go to the sections that you know they can store it for 3 years on aisle 8, okay? Go to the cold section. It's fresh produce, everyone. And try to find Fresh Cravings as well.
Yeah, because how they process it is they actually process it in large refrigerated rooms under very strict, beautiful food safety standards. So it's an excellent product, folks. That I got to, and it's not just because they're a sponsor of ours, because some folks can do it right and other folks just do it.
Do it to it, baby. Do it to it.
I just finished my green juice and I am ready for Super Bowl, ready for Valentine's Day. Ready to rock and roll. I feel energized. I feel good. Folks, eat your fresh fruits and vegetables. Drink them because they just make you feel really good.
Really good. Hey, and thank all those sponsors out there that are part of the show. We've got new sponsors coming in. And you know what? I want to tell everyone, when you see new sponsors come across the show, I want to let you know that we are putting our time, our effort, and our dollars back into the produce community, helping market good produce companies and getting their names out there. You might not see some of these companies or logos or brands inside the store. Why? Because they're not there yet. So it's up to you to check out some of these brands that we have coming on the show. Check out some of these sponsors, because guess what? They're here making an impact in the food and agriculture world, the produce and supply chain industry, and they're here to serve you, everyone. So again, thanks a lot to Save-A-Lot, Aldi's, and Winn-Dixie for the ads that I get shipped to my house every week, not directly for them, with them, just in the mail. So those are what I get. And then obviously our sponsors, our product sponsors that we have: Fresh Cravings Salsa, London Fruit Company's Mangoes, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, and Buck Naked Onions, Dan. I love it. Every single one of them, dynamite companies promoting their dynamite brands.
Every time I buy a Buck Naked Onion, it says, "Don't look."
How dare you?
All right, folks, that wraps it up for this week's Fresh from the Field Fridays. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to catch the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly every Monday. And check out the Produce Industry Show on YouTube. Download that Produce Industry Podcast app. Get it on your phone. Get it on your tablet. It will enhance your produce life, that's for sure. And be sure to check out my YouTube channel called Dan the Produce Man. And all my social media can be found at DanTheProduceMan.com. Until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best, Patrick, when you
get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.